about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? I don't know if it's me or if I'm getting older, but boy, is it taking a long time to get going in the morning. I used to bounce out of bed, hop to the bathroom. I mean, now it takes so long to get out of bed and roll out of bed and, you know, be able to see. When did that start to happen? When did that start to happen when you really can't kind of focus? You know, and your eyes are just, I mean, you almost have to wait for your eyes to wake up before the rest of your body could wake up. You know, and then you just kind of gradually go to the bathroom if you could finally make it. It just takes me forever. And now, in high school, I used to get up really, really early so I could do my hair and makeup and get to the bus by 6:30. I liked school. I had a couple crushes on some boys in my class, so I got my butt out of bed. Yeah, after 16 years of marriage, I see my husband every day. No need to jump out of bed and make myself look all pretty. But what blows my mind is I'm spending almost the exact amount of time to get ready in the morning, and I look mediocre. I don't even have my makeup artistically applied. I just throw whatever I have on, and it takes the same amount of time to get my butt going. I guess that's a sign of aging. You know, we're hearing all this news on Big Bird and what Mitt Romney said during the debate. Right, so that always brings back our youth, Big Bird. I was never a huge fan of Big Bird. I thought Big Bird was a little annoying. I thought it was very rude of him to keep smacking his butt into everybody else. I thought that was extremely rude. I thought Snuffleupagus was a little bit more appealing, if you ask me. But just to recap, remember in the debate a week ago, Mitt Romney was saying how he's going to cut funding to PBS. No! How could you do that to Big Bird? So, of course, the liberals have been putting Big Bird on Saturday Night Live and, you know, putting Big Bird on in the news. You know, let's fight for Big Bird. Okay, now this is Big Bird's election. This has to do with Big Bird and the kids and what's mean Romney doing. Okay, here's the thing. Nobody watches Sesame Street anymore. My kids, they were not into Sesame Street. No matter how hard I tried, they were not into it. I grew up on Sesame Street. I thought that was cool. I grew up on Electric Company. Electric Company, now that taught you something. Electric Company, you would learn something, right? That have your consonant, k, at, cat, right? You had Morgan Freeman running around the place. I mean, that was some pretty educational stuff. Big Bird and Sesame Street, that was more for entertaining. I mean, I'm sure you learned something. You know, there was a lot of different personalities. You had Oscar the Grouch. He looked like an oppositional, defiant, antisocial type of character. You had a couple of the girl puppets who were histrionics, right? Yeah, Cookie Monster, who we believe had an overeating disorder and suffered from irritable bowel. I mean, you had a variety of things. You had Ernie and Bert. Bert definitely had a serotonin deficiency, could have been also suffering from bipolar. We weren't too sure. So as kids, you know, we were able to get exposed to that. But what was the purpose of PBS? PBS back then, I mean, PBS was put on the networks when there was only, what, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And so if you wanted to have boring programming or intellectual programming like Nova or some PBS special, PBS existed. Us as kids, we only gave a heart and dude about the whole, you know, Big Bird via Allegra. We used to watch, I think Captain Kangaroo might have even been a part of it. Captain Kangaroo. But, you know, if you notice, Captain Kangaroo is gone. Howdy Doody, I think Captain Kangaroo first got a start on Howdy Doody, and Howdy Doody's gone, okay? I don't understand this administration with trying to perpetuate things that should actually die off, all right? And I know many of you miss Howdy Doody. I know many of you miss Captain Kangaroo. I do. I mean, even Mr. Rogers went off the air. That show was boring. The puppets were ugly. I still don't understand what we were supposed to conceive from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. None of my neighborhoods were ever like that, and I was very thankful because that was boring as heck. Okay, Mr. McFeely, what was that about? McFeely? So, things have to die off, and I just don't get the Democrats and their mission to keep funding things that should probably die off. There's a circle of life. There's a natural selection in this world, whether it be animals and whether it be television shows. And I mean, honestly, if Big Bird wants to exist, if Grover wants to exist, if Elmo wants to, oh boy, Elmo was annoying. Gosh, I could never stand Elmo. I really did dig the rubber duckies, though. Ernie and his rubber duckies, that to me, that could be a whole show, honestly. They could go to Nickelodeon. They could go to, I don't know, there's so many kids' stations now. Why don't they go there? Why does the government have to fund a station that, of course, pushes their liberal agenda, and we as taxpayers, whether we agree with it or not, have to pay for it? That makes no sense. Big Bird does not have to die. Big Bird could go anywhere. Big Bird could come on Glee. I mean, Glee takes anybody who could sing a note, and Big Bird can sing. Big Bird could go anywhere. Big Bird could even probably go into Boardwalk Empire, because that's probably where the idea came from. So as far as I'm concerned, I think stopping funding the PBS is not the biggest crisis in the world. And, you know, I don't know what the government's thinking, but for those of us who are cash-strapped, what do we do when we're cash-strapped? Well, one, we try to fix the lisp, cash-strapped. That is a very tough word for me to say. You picked up on the lisp, huh? You take a look at your budget, you look at what you're spending, and you get rid of whatever's extraneous. What is necessary and what is extraneous? And you budget and you glean and you trim the fat. I mean, even the whole idea of Cookie Monster, that's outdated. Cookie Monster gouging down on cookies. Number one, you aren't supposed to be eating that much in saturated fat. Number two, you aren't supposed to be eating that much in sugar. Number three, you aren't supposed to be gorging like that. I used to think when I was little, you gorged on cookies. Well, that's extremely inappropriate for your gustatory system and for your esophageal reflexes, right? You need to kind of bring the food down slow, right? Not to mention, you end up having insulin insensitivity and insulin resistance issues when you gorge on cookies. So as far as I'm concerned, even the material that you get on Sesame Street is outdated. Let them go to another station that we don't have to pay for. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,770.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,814.38, $907.19 for a half ounce, or $453.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,814.38, $907.19, and $453.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think I've figured out why many of us are grumpy, why many of us are a little disillusioned, why many of us are, I don't know, kind of in the dumps a little bit. I have to tell you, I've noticed it. Many of my friends, many of us just kind of feel in the dumps. And, you know, you would think we'd have a little boost of energy with this election coming and, you know, with some, with the news that unemployment has dropped significantly 2 days after CNN reported that no president could win with an 8% unemployment record. And then it drops to 7.8. I mean, you think some of us would just get a nice little boost fire under our step with that. But no, I think I figured it out. You know, if you really ask everybody, what is it that's really bothering them? We have horrible talk radio to listen to. No, it's not that. You have great talk radio to listen to. Plenty of good hosts to listen to. It's not that. I think we feel like we're just spinning our wheels. You know? I mean, here we are, in our own personal home, trying to fight to budget and figure out what we need to do with our money and how to, you know, make things last and make things work. And we sit here and we watch the government fight over Big Bird. Now, I'm not saying this whole Big Bird thing is what could be depressing us, but I think a lot of us, at the age that we're at right now, I don't know how old everybody is, but I assume many of my listeners are middle age on up. And how I feel is I feel like I've been spinning my wheels and I don't have a lot to show for it. I expected, as of today, right, in October 2012, that I would, at this stage of my career, at this age, I would have something to show for all the work I've done and something to hopefully rely on if the poop hits the fan. And we've talked about this before. I've talked about this for 3 years, what I think is really, you know, getting us and what are we thinking? Because many of you, you go to work grumpy. I see that. Many of you, you'll come to see me. You'll be in the middle of a work day. You'll pop in at lunchtime, you know, for your blood pressure check. And you go, I don't know if I'm depressed. I don't know what it is, but I'm not having happy days. I think about it. Why aren't you happy? And it's really important for you to do that. Okay? I don't want you guys, you know, thinking this is going to be a depressing episode of the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm trying to help you guys. All right? You need to actually put your finger on what the heck is actually bothering you. What is it? All right? You know, is it really that Obama could possibly win the election? You know, is it that you don't like your job? Is it that, you know, I mean, for me and for a lot of people, I think we have looked at the last 20 years of busting our butts. All right? And the reason why I busted my butt for 20 years is so that when I would be middle age, I'd have something that could be a cushion. I predicted I was going to have hemorrhoids by my age, so I knew I would need a lot of cushion. I just expected I would be able to provide for my kids the way I couldn't have been provided for and be able to take care of my family. My mom or dad, if God forbid one of them died, and that's what happened. And I think it's very frustrating for me, and what I get frustrated with, and my husband's frustrated with, and a lot of our colleagues are frustrated with, is all this busting of our butt and going into debt for school, and all the budgeting and you know, trying to fiscally make things work, is just, we're just spinning our wheels. And you know, when you see stupid things like this, like government fighting for our tax dollars to pay for Big Bird, and government fighting for our tax dollars to go for Planned Parenthood, which we may or may not agree with, and them taking the health care issue, and I mean, just not even letting us have any say in that. And you're looking at all this, and you're like, I have no control. We want to have control. We're humans. The one thing that separates a lot of us humans from animals is we will miss the fact that we can't control our destiny. Most animals are just going to go about their way. They kill, they do. You know, maybe they can, you know, control a short-term part of their destiny in terms of finding their kill. But we as humans, we think 10 years ahead, 20 years ahead, 30 years ahead, 40 years ahead. That's what we do. That's just what we do. That's something that we humans have that animals don't. I really don't think that my little kitty cat is thinking about Social Security and Medicare or what mommy's going to feed her when she gets diabetes, because she eats so much, she has obesity, and I think she already has insulin resistance. She's not thinking like that, but we do as humans. We do. Okay, we're thinking, when am I going to get my hysterectomy? When am I going to be able to afford to get that? If I need that knee replacement in 10 years, you know, is insurance going to help me do that? Am I going to be able to work? These are things we think of, you know, every day. A very good friend of mine died in her sleep on Friday. And the husband called us up. And actually, no, Saturday morning. She died in her sleep Saturday morning. And he's a very good man. He's a gastroenterologist in town. And, you know, funeral is going to be in California. And you know, his family's there. And, you know, these are things you could never predict. You could never expect. You know, but you just wonder, is he going to be able to retire and move with his kids, or is he going to still have to work because Medicare and Social Security don't really cover things anymore? You know, what do you do? What this weekend, I spent a lot of time thinking, and it's a pretty negative type of thought, but, you know, am I prepared if, God forbid, I lose my husband? Or is my husband prepared if he loses me? You know, now I have to leave to go to Talkers Magazine this week, and already I prepped the kids and my husband, you know, with no woman being in the house, I'm really afraid. You know, their heads are going to be up the rich of peritoneum. So I'm going to lay everything out. Okay. I'm going to make sure everything is fine because I'm going to be gone for 24 hours or however long. But I don't think any of us are prepared. And many of us, we don't even want to prepare anymore because all this preparing we've done over the last 20 years is for naught. I mean, what do we have to show for it? So I don't want you all to start getting antidepressants. Okay, I don't want you all to start drinking. I know it's a very negative, depressing time, and it's very scary every time we hear these polls. If your candidate does not look like they're going to win, that's probably depressing you too. And we just have to go at this another way. All right. Maybe we have to not look at things like we're just spinning our wheels and nothing's happening. Maybe what we have to do is look at the positives. And I always have to look at the positives because otherwise I would be depressed. We fight depression all the time. I've been very, very lucky, very, very lucky to not have to suffer the same type of depression that I've seen so many of my patients suffer. Like when my dad died and my grandmother died within 3 months and nobody could pay for the funerals and no, they wanted to cremate and it was just a mess. You know, I stepped in and it was probably one of the worst times, you know, but luckily because I had to be so busy, you know, with the monetary aspect and the shipping the body and things like that, I didn't get to be in a funk. And of course the funk kind of hit me a few months later and then I was able to get out of it. But for most of us, we don't fall into these depressive funks. We just go through the motions, and I see you guys go through the motions. I see it. You don't have that bounce in your step. Maybe that's why it's taken us longer to get up in the morning. You know, many of us are like, oh, well, we need that coffee. We need, you know, the morning boink. We need to take a hot shower. I mean, figure out what you need. I mean, hopefully your spouse wants to be involved in that. But, you know, I think many of us are having some sort of dysthymia, which could be a mild depression, or we're just really sick of what's going on. And I need everybody to identify what could be really putting them in that little bit of a funk. Is it you don't like your job? Is it you're not having fun during your week? Is it not a lot of passion in the relationship? Is it you never have money like you used to? Is it you don't know what's going on in your future? But you need to do some soul searching, even if it hurts, and figure out what is it that's really not giving you that drive and pep? Because I'm seeing email after email, and you all sound depressed. You really sound depressed, and you may not be in a clinical depression. You may just be letting one aspect of your life bring you down, and you can't let that happen. You can't, because otherwise you aren't going to enjoy the other aspects of life. And there's a lot of good out there. There's a lot of things you could do. There's a lot. And I would suggest all of you couples that always go and complain to each other on the phone how money is horrible or how your husband is horrible or how your wife is this or whatever, you know, get together and fine, have a complain party. I can't use a word I want to say, a witch party. Go ahead and, you know, get it out, complain, feel sorry for yourselves, have a pity party, but have a fun pity party. And I got to tell you, knowing other people are in the same boat as you makes you feel better. This misery seeks company, nobody likes to admit because they think they are benefiting from somebody else's misery. No. The reason why misery seeks company exists is because you realize you aren't the only one in this mess. And seeing that other people are in the same mess, hate their job, hate the recession, hate the government, you know, really dislike where they're going, is scared to death about the future, then group together. Being scared in a group is a lot better than being scared sitting home with a bottle of Jack. All right? And I'm going to tell you, I'm scared with you. I am just as scared. This sucks. This really, really, I don't go 1 week without my husband and I trying to figure out how we can make things better. And yes, we are cutting costs and trimming the fat. And, you know, I don't know how long it's been since I've had an upper lip wax. I mean, we are really saving. And yes, I'm not looking as attractive as I used to, but, you know, come on, you only have X amount of money. You do what you got to do. But do that. You know, if your buddies are on the same boat, then fine, order some pizza. Vegetarian or something, so, you know, you got to be healthy. Eat some vegetables, right? Right. Watch your cholesterol and your saturated fat when you eat the pizza. But still, just get a pity party going. Why not? But make it fun. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel Milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Vivian writes, Doctor, a few months ago, a coworker listened to your show and heard you giving advice on how to find a Medicare doctor. I've been looking for weeks, and the next availability is Tuesday, December 4th. I don't want to wait that long. I've been having some mild chest pain. Oh, hell no. I don't want you waiting that long. December 4th? How many weeks is that from now? That's horrible. That's okay. No. Okay. All right. Having trouble finding Medicare doctors. Let me just quickly recap on that. First of all, no. Okay. If you're having chest pain, don't even wait till Tuesday, December 4th. Don't do that. If you're having chest pain, I'm also going to write you back in case you aren't listening, to me. I need you to, go to the ER. All right. If you can't have a doctor that sees you and you're having chest pain, even if it's minor chest pain could still be a heart attack. Okay, some people that have heart attacks, they don't even realize it's a heart attack. Remember Rosie O'Donnell? Right? Quick groaning. Remember Rosie O'Donnell? She had a heart attack, and she thought it was because she pulled a muscle helping a woman out of her car, and both her arms were hurting. She had no idea, and then the next day she goes to her doctor, and they said, you could have died. All right? You know, it's very hard for you to interpret your own chest findings, and waiting to get in with the Medicare doctor could be waiting too long. And I know this is what we think part of the government wants to happen, so we have this big crisis. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze. Ooh. You see, I almost sneezed on the turf. Ooh, I almost sneezed on the turf. I just don't want to sneeze because I don't want to get my microphone wet. My problem is how do you know you're going to get in Tuesday, December 4th? What if the doctor is sick? What if the doctor postpones it? I can't tell you how many of you have told me, all right, doctor, I got an appointment for next June or whatever. I'm good. And then June came around and the appointment got canceled or you couldn't make it. No. If you have chest pain, you got to get seen today. Today. Don't wait. You can still keep that appointment for a follow-up with your Medicare doctor. But no. Anything urgent, don't wait. You know, don't. And I know you all hate it when I talk about my father. But, you know, my father told me one of the last conversations we had before he died that he was going to come out to Las Vegas. And when he did, I could take him to my heart doctor. Finally, after years and decades of urging him to see a heart doctor, he said the next time he comes to Vegas, you know, because he didn't have insurance and I was going to take care of it, which is fine, he would do it. He wouldn't do it over there where he was living in Wichita, but the next time he came out into town. Well, of course, you know, I tried to call him stupid or whatever, but, you know, being in the family that we're in, you know, man is king, man's boss, you know, talk to your father like that. So I was really intimidated and I let it fly. I didn't call him an idiot, you know, and tell him I was going to come down there and drag him to a heart doctor myself, which I should have. And, of course, he dies before he ever, you know, makes that alleged fantasy trip he was going to make. So, no, you don't wait. I don't want to scare you. I'm not going to say you die. Most chest pain isn't heart attack. Most chest pain is musculoskeletal. It could be rib. It could be an issue from coughing, muscle strain. I mean, there's a variety of things it could be, but do not wait till Tuesday, December 4th. But to go back to your question, how do you find a Medicare doctor when there are few and far between and these doctors aren't taking new patients? What I've said before, and I'm going to repeat, one of the best things to do is to try to go to the clinic where the medical residents are going to. I'm not saying you have to be seen by a student, but many of these universities, medical schools, they spew out their graduates every year. Now, these graduates are always looking for patients, and I would say 100% of these graduates take Medicare. If the hospital takes Medicare, because in order for the graduates to see the patients, they have to be aligned with Medicare or they have to get their credentialing. So when I practiced in Las Vegas and I was a resident and I also did ER, I mean, I was Medicare credentialed. There was no way I was in the business long enough to be disheartened by what's going on with Medicare or Medicaid. Therefore, I still took it. So you may have to look for one of these young guns that just got out. And I got to tell you, I don't think they're bad doctors. I know everybody goes, oh, well, I want one who's experienced. I think some of my best medicine was still performed back then. The only thing I would say that I regret about the way I practiced medicine when I had just come out of school is I hadn't had my child yet. My baby was just born my third year residency. No. My baby was born. When the hell was my baby born? Yeah, third year residency. So all the time I had been taking care of pediatrics, I was going by the textbook. Once you're a mom, oh boy, there's a difference. Huge difference. So the way I handled the kid, the way I talked to the kid, the way I talked to mom about feeding, the way I was so much more empathetic once I became a mom. Other than that, a child was what you saw in a textbook. It was a pediatric patient. Well, your pediatric patient shouldn't be eating more than every couple hours, no more than 2 ounces. That's the recommendation. And these mothers would look at me like, what the hell are you talking about? All right, once you're a mom, you're like, you want to feed your baby, you feed your baby. You know, it's a whole. So I regret my pediatric type of practicing. Back then, I think I was a lot more warm, right, and understanding and empathetic once I had a baby. But other than that, my cardiac evaluations, my pulmonary evaluations, my dermatological evaluations, those I think were right on. So if you're having trouble finding a Medicare doctor, the best way to go is to find these new doctors that just got out, or you find the geriatricians. Find somebody who specializes in geriatrics, because a person who's a specialist in geriatrics, what's the one insurance company that's going to make the bulk of his practice? Medicare. Exactly, because after 65, most people go on it. All right? And if you have any problems, email me. You know, I could try and help you do a search. I don't like to find people specific doctors because I don't know much about these people, but there are tricks and ways to find them. There's still ways to find Medicare doctors now. 5, 10 years from now, I don't know what to tell you. With the way Obamacare is going, I don't know. But you don't wait. Your hope, your health comes first, even with money. I can't tell you how many of my patients, you know, say, you know what, I'll get my heart checked when I have money. I would rather you be in a little bit more debt and still alive. Listen, we're all in debt. All right, and I understand many of us come from the background of don't be in debt. I grew up with that. You know, you never use a credit card because if you can't afford something right then and there, you have no business buying it. That's how we grew up. So I never accrued credit card debt until actually the recession. Never. I never bought anything. Wait a second. Medical school loans, my house, and my car. Sorry, but in terms of credit card debt, no, I just did not want to be in debt. Debt was a bad word. Well, now things have changed. I mean, debt is the way to go. What blows my mind is how there's such a rampant disregard for the debt. I mean, now that everybody's in debt, there doesn't seem to be that scare on keeping your credit history good. Because at this point, so many people have poor credit that when the banks want to start loaning again or credit card companies want to start attracting you, they're going to have to lower the bar. Yeah, I can't tell you how many patients over the last few years of mine and how many of my listeners said, Dahlia, I have been living in my house for free. I've been living in my apartment for free. I've been collecting on the free rent until they kick me out. You know, and the first thing I had said when I heard this, like, oh, my gosh, but then, you know, are you going to, you know, what about collections and what about, you know, bad debt and what about, you know, you won't be able to get into another apartment, another house? I'm like, yeah, yes, I will. If they want, you know, if they want to take the chance on getting rent, they will. These people will rent out even if you bad debted your last place. And I'm like, really? Is that what's going on? So, you know, I'm not saying it's good, but the one thing we're finding right now is people aren't worried about debt, right? Credit cards, they use more credit cards than cash. And they don't give it, they don't even calculate the interest. And they rack up the credit card bills, and then they file for bankruptcy. Yeah, I can't tell you how many patients have racked up medical bills, and then they file for bankruptcy. Maybe they have to. You know, but I really wish you wouldn't have racked up the medical bills first. I wish, you know, we could have, you know, I didn't spend so much on supplies and things with you. So it's a much different world right now. All right. And if those of you that have money problems think you have a medical condition that you need to take care of, let me tell you right now, your money problems are not going to go away in 3 months. They're not going to go away in 6 months. We're going to have money problems. And it doesn't matter who wins the election. We're still going to be trying to get through this recession 6 months from now. And in medicine time, in medicine calendar, 6 months is a very long time. And God forbid you think you have a growth, I don't want you waiting. I'd rather you be a little more into debt, come up with some sort of a cash payment with your doctor and the hospital than to skip it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. I really thank you all for tuning in. I love being able to talk to you guys and communicate with you after hours on Facebook. Please keep finding me on Facebook. It's great. We've got some great people finding me. 1-8 on a Dr. Dahlia Show. So just type in the Dr. Dahlia Show. And, of course, you could find us on Twitter as well. Let me see if I could get to, there's a few things I want to talk to really quickly. I see we're coming up on the end. Lorena had, asked what's going on with the voter ID laws and which states don't have voter ID laws, which states do. From what I understand, there are many states that actually don't have voter ID laws and there's maps you could find. There's maps all over. You could Google Help America Vote Act. It's even on Wikipedia. There's a variety of different maps. But from what I understand, the states right now that have no voter ID law are California, Oregon, Maine, New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Wisconsin. Boy, don't those states, what's so odd about those states and not having voter ID? Okay, what states require voter ID? From what we understand, Kansas, I believe, Indiana, Tennessee, Georgia, but not many. There's some states that request photo ID, like Idaho, South Dakota, Louisiana. From what we understand, some of these states will require voter ID except after the election. And some of these states are asking for a postponement until after the election. So, I would definitely, recommend checking that out. Look at the maps. And, this is just an example of why we have nothing uniform. It's all a part of this whole same theme of we don't have any sort of enforcement. You know, and one of you had written me over the weekend, Dahlia, why does this even exist? Well, my gist of what's going on is it was the American Vote Act, the Help American Vote Act, that I guess prevents people from needing to pay to vote. And from what I understand, if it costs money or if there's difficulty in getting an ID, you can't use that as an obstacle. They still have a right to vote. See, that's where they're getting their argument. Now, I thought there's a lot of government agencies that give free IDs. See, maybe at the DMV it costs money because you have to register your car. You have to. I mean, if you can't get a free ID, some of these states are saying, well, because of this Voters Act, we can't force you to pay to vote. You know how easy it is to make an ID? Look how many of us did it in college. Come on. That's where this, I know many of you are like, how the heck could this even be happening? That's the argument. If they have to pay to get an ID, you're forcing them to pay to vote, and that's illegal. Can't do that. They have to be able to vote. All right. I'm hearing that some places you only have to show a power bill. Can you believe it? All right. So that's what's going on there, but we'll move on. TSA agents, a report has found that TSA agents fail to properly pat down passengers 84% of the time at Newark Airport. Now I'm going to JFK, this week. This weekend, we're going to go see the in-laws. It's my father-in-law's 70th birthday. Of course I'll be nice. Of course I'll be nice. Come on. I'm really good to my in-laws. I'm really good. Of course I'll be nice. But I guess TSA agents fail to properly pat down passengers 84% of the time, they say. This report was obtained by the Star Ledger and shows that TSA officers identify and take appropriate action only on a quarter of all cases. All right. Now, what are they doing here? Let me see. The report was compiled by undercover teams of TSA employees from other airports who observed the Newark Liberty screeners at work over several months. This is called the PACE Airport Evaluation. It's a very secret report that was dated back in June. Very secret. It stands for Presence, Advisements, Communication, and Execution, according to the Star Ledger, which is an acronym for the four job performance headings observed by the evaluation team. Now, TSA officials conduct the evaluations at airports around the nation and use the results to improve their screening practices. Uh-oh, someone's getting fired. All right, someone's getting fired. Thomas McDonald, a PACE Law School professor and author of the United States, no relationship to McDonald, because his name is McDonnell, says when it's under 50% or under 20%, that to me is very shocking. The most shocking percentage to Mr. McDonald was that in zero cases, TSA agents inform passengers of the right to opt out of the search. Okay, you see, I've been searched a lot. And the reason why I've been searched is because I opt out of the scanner. I don't need any more radiation than I've had. I've had enough CAT scans and MRIs and tumors in my body that I just don't want any residual scanner. We're talking about the ones that actually give off the UV rays. There's an ultrasound type, but the UV ones. And also, I'm sick and tired of everybody freaking out about my NuvaRing. Honestly, they need to teach TSA students it's a vaginal contraceptive ring. All right, now, I do get there is a girl that was arrested because she was hiding marijuana in her vagina. So I do understand that that is an orifice that piques many TSA's interest. But it's a NuvaRing, it's a vaginal insert, and I'm tired of having to explain that to a whole airport full of people every time I go through the scanners. So I'm like, fine, do a pat down, I'm good, just wear gloves. Now, I've had a variety of pat downs, and I am going to say, because I travel a lot, I am going to say they're not very consistent. Some of them, I mean, they are really digging. And you're like, what are you looking for in there? I mean, wow. I mean, they are digging. And others are like, la, 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 la. Okay, go. You know, and I'm a little larger breasted, so I probably do intimidate some, and maybe they don't want to hit their head on the way back up. I don't know. But it is a very inconsistent procedure. And you would think if this was a government agency, you would think if this was a government agency, things would be done right. Okay, now I'm not saying I want a very thorough orifice-included body cavity search pat down. I don't want that. But you would think that a government agency, with all the money they spend, would have some sort of memo. And the memo would try to encourage some sort of consistency with the type of exams. And I can't tell you how many times I've forgotten that my kids left a water bottle in my sack, you know, my purse, and stop the giggles. And, you know, it goes through, and then I get into, and I go, oh, we actually have a bottle of water. So I know, and I mean, look how many thousands upon thousands of people these people are screening per day. So, of course, they're going to miss something. What my biggest problem is something like this report is blasted all over international news. Because the last thing we want are bad guys going, ooh, they're not doing what they're supposed to. But that's just Newark. You know, I got to admit, the smaller airports seem to really have their acts together, too. I think because there's less people, you know. I mean, I always travel with my kids. You know, I'm always yelling with my kids. You know, my, bra straps are always, I mean, I don't look like I'm perfectly packed. I have underwear hanging out of my bags. We try to stuff everything on the carry-on so we don't have to pay for an extra suitcase. So I just don't think I have that terrorist look, to be honest. I think I just look like one of those moms who screamed and yelled. I mean, like, here's my travel week. Thursday, I have to go to Talkers Magazine Convention in L.A. Friday, we got the EMA Awards, and I have to leave the EMA Awards, whether I win or not, early. The Electronic Media Awards, I'm up for a Best of Radio show. I know. The judges, I hope they have a little bit to drink because maybe I could win. I have the awards ceremony, but I got to leave early because we got to fly to New York and do a red eye to get into New York to be there by Saturday to get for my father's 70th birthday anniversary and then fly back so I could be back by my Monday show. So you know I'm not going to be packed. There's going to be maxi pads all over the place. There's going to be probably, you know. Oh, that's right, I got to bring a present. Thank you for reminding me. If I forget the present, can you imagine? Oh, the daughter-in-law from hell. Ah. All right, guys, we got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. If you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, don't forget you could get it on my website at Dr. Dahlia On Demand or download our Android app. And don't forget, guys, you could come with me to Alaska. We're going on the Alaska cruise. We'll get pat down together. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Stay tuned.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.